This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Mo Rocca, Tom Baudette, and Kerry O'Connor. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Carl is going to demonstrate his literary prowess in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Kiri, scientists are excited about the impending activation of the Large Hadron Collider, a powerful particle accelerator that might solve some of the basic mysteries about the structure of the universe. But two experts in nuclear physics have sued in federal court hoping to delay its activation. They're concerned that the Large Hadron Collider might do what?
Oh, this is the thing in Switzerland.
Yes.
That it might destroy the entire world.
That's right.
That would, like, be a big oops.
The LHC will be one of the most powerful particle accelerators ever built. It will fire protons with up to 7 trillion electron volts, which we are told is a lot. It's supposed to show us what the universe was like just instants after the Big Bang. But according to a man named Walter Wanger, who was once a nuclear safety officer for the U.S. government, it might also create a mini black hole, which will gobble up the Earth like Bill Clinton engulfing a Big Mac. Or, they say, another possibility, we might get lucky, and it could create a particle called a strangelet, which would then instantly transform our planet into a cold, dark, dead lump, which would be bad. But as
a physicist, sounds kind of nice, though. It sounds like a webkin.
It does. She sounds like a backup dancer.
A strangelet is a bizarre kind of particle that has a weird existence, and it will change all the particles around it to the same kind. So all of a sudden, all the matter on Earth will convert to this stuff instantly.
Strangelet in the night.
Yeah.
Everything's gone dark. Strangelet in the night.
The physicists who are in charge of this multi-billion-dollar thing, they say it's not going to happen. We've done the math. We've checked the numbers. And it won't happen. And look at it this way. Even if it does, at least then the Democratic primary would be over.
Yeah, I know. You think about it, and it actually will solve a lot more problems than it costs.
Absolutely.
The entire point of this thing is to find out what the world was like right seconds after. Milliseconds after
what?
The Big Bang, I could tell them.
What was it like?
It was a little dark, but, you know.
But starting to look better.
Yeah. You know?
Looking
things
up.
Things are improving.
Yeah.
God,
there was,
yeah.
There were no good restaurants. Yeah.
Mo, great news for the squeamish. According to a new medical study, doing what sometimes does more harm than good and therefore is no longer recommended. It's a medical study.
It's Heimlich maneuver? No, it's a what is something that it's CPR?
You're getting closer.
Is it the mouth to mouth?
Mouth to mouth resuscitation. Yeah, okay. Very good.
I love mouth to mouth.
It's a staple of comedy movies. Some ugly or smelly guy grabs his chest, falls to the ground, and a bystander, knowing he's got to put his mouth right on top of the victim's, hems and haws and says, "But we hardly know each other." Apparently, this happens in real life. People are just too weirded out by mouth to mouth contact to do it, even when the person seems to need it. Turns out an extensive study in Japan of people who have had coronary events in public with bystanders, it proves that somebody who has a heart attack there in public will actually do better if the Good Samaritan just pumps in the chest in a classic way rather than give the kiss of life as well. However, it also means, so you don't have to do that, which is good news, it also means, though, that all those people who are following around Jessica Alba hoping for a myocardial infarction can hang it up.
I just do that pumping thing with my foot because I don't really like touching people.
Now,
she's a germ of that, right?
Pretty soon you're just going to be standing there going, "Oh, feel better." Kerry, a group in California has proposed a ballot initiative, quite seriously. They want to rename a sewage treatment plant after whom?
A sewage treatment plant. Let's see, who would be like not, well, I guess this would be somebody that you, well, it would have to be kind of a mixed message, wouldn't it? I'm thinking President Bush.
Yes. If this initiative passes by law, this water treatment plant would become the George W. Bush Sewage Facility. This is a movement, the presidential, they call themselves the Presidential Memorial Commission of San Francisco. They're composed of a group of well-known social activists and pranksters, but they're serious. They say they want to change the name of the local water treatment plant to honor President Bush with what they call a, quote, appropriate and enduring legacy. They predict that if this passes, visitors will come from all over to the plant to watch the sewage being partially cleaned and then dumped in a tank marked Mission Accomplished.